This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Ian with you tonight.
I'm Laurel.
Also, we've been discussing Venezuela and the power outage that is continuing now into its fifth day. It started late Thursday last week, and of course the government is saying, it's not our fault. We run the power system, but we didn't do this. It's the U.S. government that did this. We'll get into what they're claiming here in just a moment. But also, Ala Loca on our Discord server in the News Stories show prep room earlier today posted an Ask Me Anything by a man calling himself Alfonso, claiming he's in Venezuela. And for those that don't know, Reddit has these things called AMA, Ask Me Anything, where celebrities or whoever shows up and says, I'm so-and-so, ask me anything. And so people are asking him whatever they want. One of the questions here for him is, are you able to leave the country? If so, would you want to start a life somewhere else? Because this is one of the big questions is like, this place is terrible. It's a horrible place to live. The crime rate is insane. Mm-hmm. You can't own a gun legally to defend yourself. So the crime rate's insane. And you've also got a bunch of desperate people who are willing to do desperate things. So, add all the circumstances up and you've got a very, very dangerous place for people to live, let alone the fact that it's hard to find food, according to many of the people who are living there. Of course, if you believe what RT put out, then it's just no problem. There's food everywhere. Everything's totally fine. While others are saying, studies have been done that show the average Venezuelan has lost like basically 12 to 17 pounds in a year just because they're not eating three meals a day. They're eating maybe a meal, stretching it out over.
In regard to the question of would you leave if you could, I've dealt a lot with refugees and asylees. For the audience members who don't know, I'm an immigration lawyer. Yep. And my experience with refugees and asylees is they're qualitatively different from just about all other immigrants in that refugees and asylees all want to go home,
back.
But they don't want to go to home as it is now. They want to go back in time and go back to home where it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very hard to integrate into society because their heart's not in it. They didn't really come willingly. They're grateful. They're grateful
they
that they're safe, but they want
to
go home.
And indeed, he says, I don't have a passport. And something as simple as getting a new one is almost impossible. And then he links over to an article that explains, it's in Spanish, but I did translate it to take a look at it. It's basically out of the reach of anybody. You can't afford it.
Right. Incidentally, for people who are applying for refugee status or asylum status, they don't need a passport.
They just need to get there.
They just need to get there. The problem is getting on the plane. It's the airlines aren't going to let them on the plane.
Right. So you have to get on a boat or something like that. Government officials, he says, want you to pay enormous amounts of money. And I honestly don't have that much in my account with my work as a writer and comedian. He says, if everything keeps worsening, my last option is to leave the country with my ID to a South American country like Argentina or Colombia. But I can't go anywhere at the moment as my family depends largely on me. So, there's a lot of reasons why people stay, even in a bad situation.
It's one thing for an able-bodied adult to hike to safety. It's another thing altogether if you have small children.
Or somebody in a wheelchair, an old person or something like that, right? Then going on here, another question from somebody, and this is more of a statement than a question, but it's relevant. It says, first of all, I'd like to say I hope you and your family and friends are all doing okay or as best as you can be with the situation. My question is this. Did you ever think growing up that this would happen? How long ago did you come to the realization of, this is happening? My sister-in-law is from Venezuela. I had no idea the troubles you guys were having until a few years ago. Her parents came for Christmas, and they were shocked at the amount of foods and types of different choices of foods that we have at grocery stores here. He says he's in the U.S. I was heartbroken that they were buying extra suitcases and stuffing them full of, take a guess.
Honey?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper. I don't know why I guessed that either.
There's a huge problem.
I've got honey today, so.
There's a huge problem with no toilet paper. Oh. Toilet paper is very hard to find in Venezuela, and it has to do with the money situation there. It doesn't have to do with the fact that there's no toilet paper. There's plenty of toilet paper. Somebody's more than happy to sell you a pallet full of toilet paper if you can pay them in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to take the Venezuelan bolivar for the toilet paper.
You can use the bolivars instead of the toilet paper.
It's going to get that bad. But, you know, they're not going to do that. And you, in order to get dollars, you have to get them on the black market, basically. Or you can accept them, you know, in public. But I think there's some level of risk to doing that. Although what we're hearing in the blackout is that more people are spending dollars at legitimate stores. You're not supposed to be able to do that. There's like a government policy, basically, that says you have to use the bolivar. If you go into the bank, you can exchange a dollar and get bolivar, but you cannot do the reverse. You cannot get dollars out of the bank in return for bolivar.
And this is something we discussed on a previous broadcast, is that when just about everybody in the country is breaking the rules because you really can't live by the rules
right.
anymore, then it gives the government the opportunity to arrest anybody at any time and then say, oh, well, you broke this law. So basically everybody's a lawbreaker and they can pick and choose when to arrest people.
Precisely. So Alfonso, who's the Ask Me Anything person, says, thanks for the support. I didn't realize how effed up we were until I was about 15 years old and Chavez started to really ruin the country. Then he died and Maduro basically completed the destruction. I've never known another government. For more than 20 years, Chavismo has governed my country. I'm only 22, and I don't know how it feels to have something different. We continue here with your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome. We are sharing the story from the AP, one of the initial pieces that I think was published on Friday about this blackout, where state-owned electricity operator blamed the outage on an act of sabotage at the Guri Dam, one of the world's largest hydroelectric stations and the cornerstone of Venezuela's electrical grid. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez described it as a, quote, cyber attack. Intended to derail the whole system. So you got hacked, and that's the reason why there's no power basically across an entire nation? Venezuelan Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez echoed the official line, saying there had been a, quote, new aggression against the country's power system that was aimed at destabilizing the country. The leadership of the security forces has remained loyal to Maduro, despite appeals from the opposition to turn against him.
Even if you got hacked, wouldn't you be able to get it back up online after just a couple of days?
You would think, right?
Yeah, I'm not a computer expert, but I would think that as long as the equipment isn't damaged and the equipment
right.
doesn't need to be replaced, you should
reboot.
Be able to get it back. Yeah, reboot.
Reinstall the operating system.
Unplug it and start.
You got a backup, right?
Yeah.
Every professional should have a backup, especially one that's, you know, the whole country relies on. And if it's true that they actually have only one real source of power generation, that's also a problem. I mean, that's a, you know, organizational issue with how your power system's set up.
Yeah.
You ought to have some other ways of generating power. Again, I'm not a power expert or anything like that, but the more points you have of, you know, power sourcing, the more, you know, impervious you would be to any kind of failure like this. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was to blame. He wrote on social media, quote, Maduro's policies bring nothing but darkness. No food, no medicine, now no power. Next, no Maduro. We can only hope.
Of course, when he says things like that, it almost sounds like he did it. If he says this is bringing us toward Maduro leaving, maybe that doesn't help the point he's making.
High-ranking officials have been accused in U.S. court proceedings of looting government money earmarked for the electrical system. Venezuelan authorities routinely accuse the opposition of sabotaging infrastructure, though they rarely provide evidence. The government keeps home power bills exceptionally low, just a couple of dollars a month, relying heavily on subsidies from the Maduro administration, which is under increasing financial duress. Venezuela's normally hyperactive social media was muted during the blackout. Those who managed to get a signal used hashtag sin luz, which means without light.
So Venezuela basically at this point is what is referred to as a failed state. I was looking up all of this stuff recently. A strong state, weak state, failed state. And one of the hallmarks of a failed state is excessive corruption.
Mm-hmm.
where you can't keep the lights on, literally. That's like one of the things it says.
To share, they also shared images of cities resembling ghost towns. One user posted a video of a nurse manually pumping air into the lungs of an infant. Others posted photos of long lines of cars at gas stations in hopes of getting fuel. A man anguished that he'd gone 17 hours without hearing from his mother. A little bit more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You want to comment on disasters like this? Government created, completely avoidable disaster? 855-450 free like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But one of the things that people were able to do in Venezuela before the blackout started was mine Bitcoin. It was one way for people to actually make some money without having to, you know, go through the traditional get a job method of doing things, because you don't get paid jack squat for working in Venezuela. It's like a few bucks a month, basically, is the minimum wage there. And that's after the minimum wage has been raised, you know, dramatically over the last couple of years just to try to keep up with inflation, which, of course, it doesn't. But people have been mining Bitcoin, but not now because there's no power there. But when you do get a chance, and you do have power, go to Bitcoin.com and learn about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Because as long as you live in most of the world, it's actually a pretty cool thing, and it's pretty useful. You can go to Bitcoin.com and take their Bitcoin Academy. You can also learn how to buy Bitcoin and where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can help yourself choose a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news headlines about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, and engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Head over to Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Laurel in the studio. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from, where are you at, Tennessee?
Tennessee.
All right, what's on your mind tonight, Gene?
Well, you know, I love a good conspiracy.
Yeah.
I think that what Maduro is saying is very possible. I don't know. Of course, nobody knows for sure what happened. But it certainly is possible that the U.S. government would be interested in tearing that country down.
You know,
and one way to do it.
It's possible, but I think this is one of those where there's, okay, well, what's possible and what's likely? And I think even though, yeah, it's possible that what he's saying is true, it's actually much more likely that the Venezuelans just haven't been taking care of the electricity system. Well, but
here's the thing. Their system was pretty modern. They had one of the more modern power systems out there from what I've read.
Until when?
And
it was modern 20 years ago?
No, just recently.
Okay.
But at any rate, what happened, or what they're saying happened, and it's very likely, it's very plausible, was that the hack didn't destroy the computers. Computers are fine. You know, I mean, you're not going to have a problem with the computers. What they did was they overran the hydraulic generators. Well, this is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So they opened up the floodgates and let the generators run over speed, mm-hmm. which caused power to flow downline out of sync and over, you know, over the level that it's normal. And basically blew up the entire grid downline. So this is not just a simple reboot the system kind of a problem. This is a problem that if it's as they just as I described it and as I read, then that means their grid's going to be down for possibly years.
This is not
an issue that can just be turned around and flip a switch and bring it back on. If that's what happened, and the grid the power went over out of cycle and over limit downline on the grid.
So you're saying they literally burned up the lines, basically.
That is what I read. Now, that's coming from the Maduro side, but at any rate, if that is what happened, they're going to be without power for a long, long time.
So they didn't burn up the lines. They burned up the transmitters, what do you call it? The stations, transistor stations.
And they could have blown the generators.
Okay, yeah.
I mean,
so it's not the wires, but it's those power sections. It's not the generator, but it's this.
Well, if you overfeed too much power through a wire, you'll melt the wire.
Okay. Yeah.
And they could have, 80% of the transformers in their grid blown right now. Which means they're going to take forever to fix that.
Yeah. Transformers take a couple of years to replace because they take, I think, like 2 years to build. And they're only built in Germany and South Korea, I think.
And it's kind of a coincidence that that's the scenario that we're trying to protect against up here. So the very fact that this could have been caused by a hack, and it could have been caused by the secret government backing up here, could have been an experiment and could have served two purposes. Number one, could bring down somebody they don't like, and maybe they could use this as a case study for what we need to do to protect our grid.
That's possible, but I think we're starting to enter into the area of conjecture.
Well, okay, so since we're in the area of conjecture, then let's look at it from another perspective. If the United States government is really on the side of Guaido, and you know, this is the challenger to Maduro, who's the current supposed president in Venezuela, this doesn't really help him, does it? I mean, this actually, if all of a sudden Maduro decides, well, that's it, I'm going to a place where there's power, and I'm leaving, I'm stepping down, and I'm going to Brazil, going to retire there, have a nice day, leaving, bye, and then, you know, then Guaido is now all of a sudden, you know, able to take office, he's inherited a total S-show.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it was already bad as it was, but if what you're saying is true and that the U.S. government actually conducted this hack, that that is actually hurting, I think, Guaido. It's putting the nation, if it is as bad as you say it is, in a very, very bad position that's only going to make things much, much worse there. And I guess you could argue things have to get worse before they get better, but I would like to hope that as destructive and stupid as the U.S. federal government can be and frequently is, that they wouldn't have done what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, it is all speculation, but it's not speculation that the government is a bunch of dirty, nasty guys who like to kill people. Well, they don't like to kill people, but they will
not. They don't care one way or the other, and they'll do it if
they want.
Some of them like to kill people.
Well, yeah, but the powers that be don't care if people die, and they don't. If people die, they die. Look at Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Look at we got into the Vietnam War over a big nothing, big fat nothing burger.
But why not go, if you're going to do, if you're going to meddle in this situation, and so far, publicly, we know that the U.S. government has put sanctions on Venezuela. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
What level, you know, the CIA is involved in putting this Guaido guy forward? I mean, there's a good chance that something, you know, they're helping him, right?
Well, I don't think our government cares who's in power. That's not the issue. The issue is getting that oil. So,
well, how are they going to get the oil if you can't pump it out of the damn ground or, you know, pump it anywhere for that matter?
And I thought we also just agreed that it wasn't very good oil.
You rush in there and you offer a helping hand and then you get the oil. That's how it works.
So you're saying the U.S. government would, you know, bring power experts in there to help retrofit and make things work again?
Yeah, I think that's definitely going
to
happen.
But wouldn't it be easier to just go in and assassinate Maduro? Again, I'm not advocating that, but as far as, you know, your costs are concerned, you know, wouldn't that be an easier mission than destroying the power grid for an entire nation and all the fallout that comes out of that?
Keep in mind, we've got a cyber war going on worldwide right now with North Korea and everybody else, and this could just be a cyber war experiment. This could be a little, you know, let's see what we can do kind of thing.
Yeah. I think Occam's Razor says that this was mismanagement on the part of the government, but it's an interesting theory, and Gene, thanks for sharing it with us here tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's the most likely explanation, the one that the government effed this up, basically,
yeah,
the Venezuelan government.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes sense with everything else that they're doing.
Or in this case, not doing.
Also, before we go, I wanted to say I had a correction to something I said earlier. I was saying that there were a lot of former government officials working at CNN. It was actually NBC, MSNBC.
Okay.
And the article is in TheIntercept.com.
Well, all of them, Fox News, all of them have a bunch of government people, former government people that are there on their payroll as like the talking heads,
yes,
at the very least.
Yeah.
So we're coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal prosecutors are throwing the book at nearly 50 people who were charged in the largest college cheating scandal ever prosecuted in the United States. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling says parents paid enormous sums to get their children into these prestigious universities.
These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege.
Lelling also says bribes went to SAT administrators and college coaches as well.
These coaches agreed to pretend that certain applicants were recruited competitive athletes, when in fact the applicants were not.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft to be grounded after a crash in Ethiopia killed 157 people. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal.
These planes are accidents waiting to happen until there's some assurance that either the pilots have been better trained or the problems with the aircraft have been fixed.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us right here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have the Discord on air call and line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight is Ian.
I'm Laurel.
Don't forget, you can join us, like I said, on the Discord server. That's where listeners are hanging out before, during, and after the show. And it's free, so just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there anytime you like. We've been sharing with you off and on here some of the questions from an Ask Me Anything directed towards Alfonso, who says he's in Venezuela, managed to get a little bit of power back, apparently, for some amount of time, and got online and said, hey, I'm in Venezuela, and we've been having power outages for the last 5 days. Ask me anything. Question from the audience there. Does anyone you know still support Maduro? Again, as the current president of the country. He says, no, pretty much everyone hates him and wants him out of power. There are surely a few supporters, but I don't know them, and they're basically hiding. Another question, how hard is it to buy food and what kind of food can you buy? He says, yeah, it is amazingly horrible here. Well, right now it's almost impossible. Thanks to the power outage, most of the meat, vegetables, and other perishable food became rotten, and no one is selling or buying it. You can find flour, pasta, and other carbohydrates. Not the healthiest option, however. And we got more here from the media. The first story we shared was from the AP, written the day after the power outages. This one came yesterday from Reuters, where furious Venezuelans lined up to buy water and fuel on Sunday as the country entered its fourth day of a nationwide blackout that has left already scarce food rotting in shops, homes suffering for lack of water, and cell phones without reception. Authorities have managed to provide only patchy access to power since the outage began on Thursday in what President Nicolas Maduro called an act of U.S.-backed sabotage, but critics insist it's the result of incompetence and corruption. The government on Sunday suspended school and business activities for the following day without providing any information on a likely time frame for resolving the situation, leaving many fretting that it could extend indefinitely. The country's worst ever power outage comes as Maduro faces a hyperinflationary economic collapse that he created, by the way, and an unprecedented political crisis. Opposition leader Juan Guaido in January invoked the Constitution to assume the presidency after declaring Maduro's reelection a fraud in 2018. And, of course, that has not yet been resolved. The two sides are continuing to argue and protest in the streets. Angry residents of the Caracas neighborhood Chacao on Sunday set up barricades along a main avenue on side streets to protest the continued outrage. Ana Serrado, age 49, a merchant standing in front of a pile of razor wire and debris, says, quote, "The food we had in our refrigerators has spoiled. Businesses are closed. There's no communication, not even by cell phone." She said further, "No country can bear 50 hours without electricity. We need help. We are in a humanitarian crisis." Lines extended for blocks at fuel stations as drivers queued up for gasoline and buses waited to fill up with diesel. Families stood under the sun to buy potable water, which is unavailable for most residents whose homes do not have power. State oil company PDVSA said Sunday fuel supplies were guaranteed, but only about 100 of the country's 1,800 service stations were in operation due to the blackout, according to the gas station industry sources. Merchants unable to maintain refrigerators in a working condition began giving away their cheese, vegetables, and meat to clients. Other shops had their supplies stolen. A small supermarket in a working-class area of western Caracas was looted Saturday night after protesters barricaded an avenue and clashed with police, according to neighbors in the shop's owner, Manuel Caldera. He said, who's 58, said they took food, they broke the display windows, they stole scales and point-of-sale terminals. I mean, they just took everything. Standing on the shop floor littered with glass, he further said, quote, "We weren't here when it happened. We got here and found all of this destroyed." And, of course, even if you were there, what are you going to do? You don't have guns, legally. So, you know, you don't have a way to even the odds against you and an oncoming gang of thieves that might be coming in, or robbers, to steal all your stuff.
Yeah, they would have just been killed if they were there.
The air in the shop still reeked of tear gas from the night before when police had fired canisters to disperse the looters. Two employees were struggling to open protective steel doors that had been damaged by the thieves. Guaido, in a Sunday press conference, criticized severely the government for failing to explain what was going on. He said, quote, "The regime at this hour, days after a blackout without precedent, has no diagnosis." Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez, in televised comments, assured us the government was taking care of the situation without offering any technical details on what was causing the continued outage. Quote, "While the promoters of hate, death, and violence delight in their destabilization plans, President Nicolas Maduro has ordered a deployment of ministers to ensure the Venezuelan people are attended to." Well, doesn't that make you feel good? There's ministers coming out. He's going to help minister the government to you while you don't have any food.
Makes it sound like a religion.
It does. And that is basically what the state is. I know you probably won't agree with me on that, but you know, the state is essentially a mass delusion, a mass fantasy, that people believe there's something greater than themselves. When you talk to the people who work for the state, you know, they don't really know what the state is, but they know they believe in it.
I have had this discussion with clients at some point where at several times when the government tells me that I'm wrong, that they tell the client your attorney is wrong, and I have to tell the client, no, actually I'm right and the government's wrong. You see, the person who wrote this is actually a person, and being a government official doesn't make them smarter than me.
Sure.
Doesn't make them better than me.
They want you to believe that it does, though.
Right. So the client finally believes me when I get the government to say, oh, yeah, okay, fine, your attorney's right after all. And then
if you can.
And usually I can. Sometimes I can't. But it's a very eye-opening experience for for the client. Incidentally, I do remember, I'm old enough to remember this, when we had to wait in line for gas back in 79, yeah, with my dad. I remember waiting. It was very unusual, but it did happen in the United States. Yeah. I don't think it can ever happen here.
It can happen here. Guaido invoked the Constitution to assume an interim presidency in January, arguing Maduro's reelection was fraudulent. He's been recognized as Venezuela's legitimate leader by the U.S. and most Western countries, as well as a lot of Latin America. Elliot Abrams, the Trump administration's envoy for Venezuela, said Sunday that Maduro is not open to negotiations and seems intent on staying put. At hospitals, the lack of power combined with the absence or poor performance of backup generators led to the death of 17 patients across the country. Non-governmental organization Doctors for Health said Saturday. Power returned briefly to parts of Caracas and other cities Friday, but again went out around midday Saturday.
That's a shame.
Quote, one can infer from the delays and results of the failure that it was a problem in the lines that leave Guri rather than the plant itself, said Miguel Lara. Guri was the hydroelectric power plant, a former president of the state-run entity responsible for the electricity system. The extent of the blackout on the country's crude oil production, the source of nearly all of their export earnings, remained unclear. Most of the key joint ventures between PDVSA and their foreign partners run on their own generators, but many fields in the western Zulia state do depend on the grid. So that's the update there for you on what's going on in Venezuela. It's an absolute mess, and it's tragic. I mean, people are in a very dire circumstance there, and it was all, in my opinion, completely avoidable. This has to be incompetence from the government. This has to be failure on the government. Although some are saying, you know, the U.S. government was somehow involved, that there might have been some kind of a hack. Who knows what the truth is? But for the people that are hungry right now in Venezuela, for the people that are, you know, scraping by to survive this, I doubt they really care too much what the real story was. They're just trying to find out where their next meal is going to come from.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about people with way too much money. And you've got a story, Laurel, of what they did with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They essentially bribed their way. Some people apparently bribed their kids' way to get into certain educational institutions.
The fancy schools. They paid hundreds of thousands or even millions in some cases.
I mean, normally college is expensive.
Right. But this was just to get in. This was a bribery scandal. It's pretty widespread and amazing. There have been a number of high-profile arrests.
We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you. Just jump into one of those, or the top four rooms on our Discord server. Pick one. We'll see you there, and we'll join you. Go to discord.lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time coming up for you, your thoughts, and this college scandal on the way on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want here, whether it's comments on the disaster in Venezuela that's now been made even worse by them having no power for the last 5 days. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can help us out by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifiers like Roscoe S., who is a silver amplifier, which means that Roscoe's giving $5 a month through the AMP program, and you can do it with PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, and it's money that helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, which means it helps us get on new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the program, and that's a good thing. Because more people hear the ideas of freedom, because sadly, we're the only show in syndication that is actually consistent in promoting the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we're doing here, please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you'll get some perks, you'll get some benefits as being a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the special supporters chat rooms on our Discord server or the AMP only Facebook group and more. Get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Laura, let's change gears here from the tragedy in Venezuela to the scandal that hit the news. I heard it this morning on the news and the radio, so this is a pretty big story.
Yeah, I found out just a little while ago, actually. This is the story from NPR. The title is U.S. Charges Dozens of Parents Coaches in Massive College Admissions Scandal. Apparently what was going on was a lot of these parents were hiring a consultant who was just falsifying everything on the application. Like, they would say they were in sports that they weren't in.
Mm-hmm.
They would stage photographs. They They were getting fake test scores.
So the parents presumably knew that this stuff was happening.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't just hire somebody who did all that stuff secretly.
No.
They were in on it.
And they were paying, as I said, hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases millions of dollars. So this
That's insane.
This was quite a scandal, and they've, as I said, they've got a lot of high-profile arrests, including two actresses, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman.
I know Lori Loughlin was in Full House.
And then Felicity Huffman was in Breaking Bad.
Really?
And so, yeah, Felicity Huffman has been arrested, and she's released on $250,000 bail. So this is hardcore, and this is a lot of fraud. And what she's being charged with, Felicity Huffman, is mail fraud and wire fraud, because a lot of this fraudulent activity was done through the mail or through the Internet. So that's the actual charge. And the police investigated on this, and they are calling it Operation Varsity Blues. This is the story from NPR. It says, federal officials have charged dozens of well-heeled parents, including actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, in what the Justice Department says was a multi-million dollar scheme to cheat college admissions standards. The parents allegedly paid a consultant who then fabricated academic and athletic credentials and arranged bribes to help get their children into prestigious universities. So in some of these cases, it wasn't just falsifying the application. It was also bribing the school officials.
Yeah.
We're talking about deception and fraud, fake test scores, fake credentials, fake photographs, bribed college officials. Andrew Lelling, U.S. Attorney for District of Massachusetts, said at a news conference Tuesday in Boston. Lelling said 33 parents paid enormous sums to ensure their children got into schools such as Stanford and Yale, sending money to entities controlled by a California man named William Rick Singer in return for falsifying records and obtaining false scores on important tests such as the SAT and ACT. Now, I'm not sure. I was scanning the article. I'm not sure whether they just completely falsified the records for the SAT or ACT or whether they had somebody posing as the student
to take the test.
Go and take the test, which is how it's done sometimes.
Huh. You know, it's been so long since I've been in school, I don't remember what taking those tests was like. I don't think they checked ID.
They do now. My son just recently took the SAT, and we had to send them a photograph in advance of him, and then, you know, he shows up and he's got the photograph, and they needed his school ID, and so, they were checking. And I think the photograph that we sent them also goes to the schools when they get the scores.
Well, I guess if you are bribing the person at the school who's receiving the fake score, then they're not going to do whatever check they would normally do. You know, I don't know how that works, right? Like, you submit information claiming you got a 1600 on the SAT. I think that's the top score you can get, right?
Yes.
So you submit that claim that, you know, your daughter got a 1600, and then you bribe the person to whom you've submitted the claim, and then they just don't call the SAT group.
Well, the
or
SAT,
check it, right?
People send the scores directly, I think.
Oh, really?
So I think it would be difficult to arrange for that. So I'm kind of wondering how they did it, if not having somebody go in and take the test for you.
Well, if you pay off the right person, then it doesn't matter.
Right, that's true. If at the school,
yeah,
certainly.
Whoever at the school's job it is to verify the claims of the SAT or to verify that the SAT sent it in, if they're on the take, then they can just say, yep, checks out.
Right. Singer's clients paid him anywhere from between $200,000 and $6.5 million for this service.
Man.
So what that says to me, just the amount of money that they were paying, is that these prestigious universities aren't just about getting a good job or having a good career. This is about social standing, not only for the kid, but for the parents, because they were willing to pay all of this money.
Right, because college isn't worth that much money.
It's a scam. Right, yeah. So, I mean, this whole thing about, well, we need to pay all of this money to go to these schools so that the kids can have a good career. No, it's about social standing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get all that knowledge for a lot less money than that. And this is one of the problems with our government paying all this money into these universities, or rather lending money to the students. And that's how the taxpayers are paying for all of this. And it's really just paying a group of people to have high social standing. And that's why we should stop doing that.
Well, you know, it's my initial reaction to this story is, who cares?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this to me, I mean, I guess the claim is that they defrauded some of the people at the colleges or somehow. I mean, who's the victim here exactly? The people who didn't get in because these people got in? You know, like these schools obviously have limited numbers of students that they can have in. So if they, you know, five of the students were fraudulently admitted because they paid $7 million or whatever it was to get in, that may have prevented a handful of students who otherwise would have gotten in through the normal methods. But otherwise, I mean, is that really... You know, those people really victims necessarily? I mean, it almost seems like these parents were already victimized in that, the fact that they paid $5 million to get their kid into college. That its own punishment.
I think it is the other students. Well, it's the whole system and it's the whole facade. But it's the students who aren't going to get in because these kids paid their way in. Mm-hmm. And now there's people that maybe should have had that spot. We're supposed to be a meritocracy. And if it's not, you're getting in, if you're not getting in based on your merit, then it really is what the lefties sometimes say it is, which is a pay to play.
Well, I mean, it is always that to some extent, because a lot of these schools, they may have some scholarships, but Yale and these fancy Ivy League schools are not cheap schools. You know, your average person probably can't afford them anyway.
They're sliding scales. So the average person usually at some of these high endowment schools is probably not paying anything.
Oh, really?
There is a number of schools, and Stanford's one of them, that don't charge the family anything if their total household income is $60,000 or less.
Oh.
So it's all sliding scales.
So then the claim is they'll only let you in if you've got the right grades or whatever.
Well, it does. When you're doing that sliding scale, yeah, the school basically has to let in very, very wealthy people in order to be able to afford to do that.
Of course.
So it kind of, you know, on the one hand, it seems great. Oh, you can let the middle class kids in and the poor kids in, but it really makes it so that they have to let in some of these very wealthy people in order to be able to do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's one of the problems with it. But anyway, they have arrested over 50 people in this.
Wow.
The article says the scope of the case is massive. A total of 50 people have been charged in the admission scheme. More than three dozen people in multiple states were taken into custody Tuesday as part of Operation Varsity Blues, as I said earlier.
See, another part of this that is problematic is, okay, they're going to take these people into custody. They're going to bring criminal charges against them.
Uh-huh.
Many of them are probably going to take a plea deal, you know, probably won't go to trial. And some of them might get sentenced to jail. So then all of us are then forced to pay to keep these people behind bars or keep them on probation or, you know, whatever it is, the punishment happens to be. So we've all been, if there were victims initially in what they did, it was probably just the students who didn't get into those schools.
Uh-huh.
Now everyone who pays taxes is now a victim of the government to punish these people.
These people make millions of dollars, so their taxes, you know, are probably very, very high. So it is actually probably these people who are paying the taxes that are going to...
Well, no, we're all paying it. If everybody pays taxes to some extent or another, you know, even those who don't pay income tax, you're still paying gas taxes and you're paying all kinds of taxes. And then there's, of course, the inflation tax.
True.
So everybody is on the hook to put these people behind bars, if that's indeed the goal of what's going to happen here, if that's what they're going to do. And if they're bringing criminal charges, then that suggests that at the very least they want them to believe they're going to go behind bars and, you know, intimidate them into taking...
Well, they certainly want to discourage other people from doing this.
In the future.
In the future, yeah.
Whether it will or not, of course, is another question. A lot of these people probably believed that they were above the law, that they couldn't be touched because of the amount of money that they have. I'm sure you've got a little bit more to the story here.
Yep.
We can share that. Coming up here as well, your calls and thoughts. Welcome on this college scandal. Is this overblown? Are you as upset about this as some people are?
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.